I've had some kinky sex.
I have, but I'm not going to tell you about it. Hey, what's up? It's the Huff. What a great way to start the show. You're like, wait, color me intrigued.
Right, as always.
Hope you guys are having a great day. Got a lot to get into during the show. But real quick, don't forget, you need to hit that subscribe button wherever you're listening. Also, remember, today's show is presented to you by NutraFit by Natalie, as well as High Society Cannabis Dispo and Lounge, and of course, Bet Online. Bet Online is your number one source for the NBA Finals and Stanley Cup Final this season. Every stat, every matchup, and even live odds and spreads on the games as they're being played. And when the game's over, head on over. Yeah. Yeah, I had a dramatic pause in there because you really do. Think about it. You got to head on over and check out their online casino and get in on the game of blackjack or poker or even unwind with one of their over 150 slot games. Head to betonline.ag right now and get in on the action. Don't forget to use promo code BLEAV, that's BLEAV, for your 50% welcome bonus on your first deposit. Bet Online, the game starts here. Man, I thought I was going to get through that one without hiccuping, but you guys know me. The butcher is here in full swing. If all of a sudden during this episode, you hear me pause and just get real serious or I clean up my language, it's because my kids are wandering around. I'm doing this in the morning and I try to get it out of the way so then we can go swimming. It's going to be fun. It's a Monday morning and why not? Why not go swimming as soon as the pool opens in our neighborhood? That's what we're going to be doing. It should be a lot of fun. But every now and then, they'll just stop and stare at me and try to talk to me while I'm doing the show. They don't understand how things work. You think they would. But they're my kids. You know what we need to do right now? Speaking of things that need to get worked on, let's jump into some headlines. Wait, what?
Let's go!
And now, here are the headlines.
This is so frustrating. We've talked about bad customers before, and I've shared some stories from back in the day where I've had to kick people out of when I used to run restaurants, the two worst places that I worked for customers were Chipotle, because so many racist people came in there for whatever freaking reason. They dislike Mexicans apparently, but they love the food. Ha! They're torn on the inside. Freaking racist bastards. Anyway, that and Subway. I've shared a lot of stories about angry and just mean customers. Well, let's head to South Seattle. There's a restaurant. It's not even a restaurant. It's like this little shack where this lady sells coffee. And it's called A Taste of Heaven Espresso. And she wears a bikini. That's her thing. That's her dress code. I like it already. Coffee and bikinis. Again, color me intrigued. But anyway, she had this jerk whole customer come through. And it ends with her smashing his windshield with a freaking hammer. Now, let's jump in on Fox 13 in Seattle to get the info.
Off the bustling street is this compact and tiny coffee stand. Standing confidently behind the counter is Emma, a bikini barista who can start prepping her regular customer's coffee order.
I got you.
Before they even pull up. It's more than just a taste of heaven. Her hard work has paid off as she went from being an employee to owner.
When it went for sale, I was like, I need it.
What she didn't need was this.
Guy throwing coffee.
A mix of shock and fury. Emma's moves are swift.
Yum.
The customer's windshield shatters. The aftermath of what Emma says was a 15-minute heated exchange with a regular customer over the price of a coffee and water.
You don't get to name your own price.
But it's what the customer said
she took personally.
Nobody's gonna miss me.
It was a threat. It's okay for
nobody's
him to be
gonna
outraged
miss you.
About the price of his drinks enough to assault me, and he is over a foot and a half taller than me. But it's not appropriate for me to respond.
Police were called the day of the incident. The barista filed charges for a misdemeanor assault. The one thing that remains clear is that the man is not allowed to return to the area. We know that the man himself could actually take the barista to a small claims court to get his windshield replaced. That's very latest.
Okay, I don't know what officially led up. Apparently, this guy had a history with this espresso shack, and he was a dick prior. And in the video, obviously, if you're listening to it, you can kind of hear it. He took the coffee and threw it through the window, like took the lid off and just like chucked the liquid at her. And then he did the same thing with the ice water. And then she's just like, you know what? No, enough. And then she apparently had a hammer nearby. And she went, boom, and smashed the guy's windshield, put a hole in the windshield. I don't know exactly if she did anything to provoke it. What we're getting is her side of things, and I don't officially know what was going on, officially, other than her side of the story. But that being said, if we're supposed to take what she's saying as 100% truth, yeah, he kind of deserved it. If you're being a jerk to people and you start throwing stuff at them and then you say, you know, nobody's going to miss you, essentially alluding to the fact of he could kill her. Yeah, I'm kind of fine with this, with her response. Now, somebody's just like, well, how the hell did she have a hammer? Well, obviously, you've never worked in a restaurant or anything like that. Especially because it's a small shack. She probably had it available because it's confined. It's really, like I said, compact. It's not a lot of places to store things, so it was probably just nearby. And since it's her facility, she's probably doing maintenance on it on a regular basis. It's not out of the norm to have something like that nearby. Somebody's just like, she probably had it there for self-defense. She may have, but it's also likely that she had it there because of, you know, just regular use on it. It's a small shack. I'm guessing there's a lot of nails that are slipping out every now and then or whatever. When you treat people like dirt, don't get upset when something bad happens. He treated her like dirt from from everybody's perspective. She's the victim. And then she's just like, no, I'm not going to deal with this nonsense. And then she took a hammer out and smashed his windshield. You play stupid games, you get stupid prizes. Again, quoting the great Taylor Swift. But am I wrong on this? You can't just go around and be mistreating people. I remember when I was in restaurants and stuff, that it was kind of the era when this started to fade away. Back in the day, it was the customer is always right. And then, at least from my perspective, when I was in restaurants and stuff, you could see the abuse that customers think that they could get away with. And then you start me along with some other people would just stand up to it and just like, no, you can't treat people like garbage and get away with it. I always remember this. The one of the sweetest employees that I had was a girl named Charlotte who worked at Subway with me at the time. We were off of 104th and Federal in Federal Heights. And this old lady comes in and just starts calling her a little bitch and getting mad at her. And it got to the point where I was like, at first I was like, is she really saying those things? And then Charlotte came over to me and she was crying. She's like, can you finish this lady's order? She's being so mean to me. And she was the sweetest girl. And she was doing nothing, being nothing but kind to this old lady. She was just something crawled up that lady's cooter and died, and she was mad. That's the only thing I can figure out. You can't be mean to people. So I ended up making the lady sandwich and kicked her out. I don't give a shit if you're a grandma on food stamps. You don't. It doesn't give you the right to be a dick to somebody. So this guy, what seems like he's just being a dick to this lady, and ends up throwing coffee in her face and throwing ice water in her face. You deserve what you get. My son just peeked around the corner and scared the snot out of me. I peed a little, Jackson. I peed. Yeah. Hi. Okay, go away. Go brush your teeth, for the love of God. You didn't even do it. I can hear you. Anyway, you tell me. Did she cross a line? The apparently for the ice water and the coffee, it was right around $22. He's probably upset with the cost. Where you been, bud? Everything's going up. There's a lot of stuff going around right now of people really realizing that, like, the $5 foot long at Subway is long gone. Okay? It's now, like, it's in double digits. So it's, like, between $10 and $13, depending what you get. Well, that's what you guys get when you know, you got inflation, you got the cost of employees going through the roof. That's, you got to make up the cost. We don't need to get into that again. But that's what happens. So don't bitch about that you got two items and it's $22. Go somewhere else. Go to the grocery store and make your own cup of coffee. That's what we do. I've kind of lost interest in going to a coffee shop. It's really not that great. My wife, like a year or two ago, bought this nice Mr. Coffee machine, and it has a thing on the side where it can mix up the coffee for you and make it foamy. And I'm like, you know what? When you do that, it does taste like something that you would get at a coffee shop. But guess what? At a fraction of the cost. I get it. We're all busy. We all have stuff going on. Man, if your life is getting to the point where you're throwing coffee in people's faces because you're upset about the cost of coffee, maybe subtract getting that coffee out of your life if it's causing you that much stress. What a dick. Thanks to Fox 13 in Seattle for that audio, by the way. So I was looking around, and obviously when you get to Australia, Australia is one of those places where you automatically assume that one of the creatures that can harm you is not just snakes, not just spiders, but crocodiles. Oh, God. I don't know why anybody would want to live in an area that has, like, crocodiles. Those things scare the shit out of me. Like Florida. I don't know how you people in Florida deal with that.
What do you mean, you people?
You got sharks in the water, and you got crocs in the water and on land. But anyway, there was a crocodile because of rains and stuff and swelling rivers. This crocodile made it into a residential area and was causing some problems for local residents. And apparently it lunged at some children. And this is what I love. I love the no-nonsense approach. The people in the town or city, whatever, were like, no, man, we're not going to deal with that. So they captured it and fucking ate it. How cool is that? I'm sorry. I like that. Nah, you going to mess with us? No, mate, we're going to fucking eat you. How about them? How about them apples? Oh, that's so cool. I like that. And if you've ever had croc, it's delicious, as long as it's prepared properly. Excuse me. I know somebody, like when I first was going to eat crocodile, somebody said that, oh, be careful, it's really rubbery. And then when I ate it, it was like melt in your mouth. So obviously, like any meat, if it's prepared incorrectly, it's going to taste like garbage. So the time I had it, it was melt in your mouth, and that was down in Louisiana. They know what they're doing when it comes to food, right? If you've ever been to Louisiana, the best place for food I've ever been. I spent, let's see, I want to say I got there on a Sunday and I left on a Saturday. Every single meal, breakfast, lunch, dinner, was amazing. And obviously breakfast is breakfast, but lunch and dinner was phenomenal. Every single meal, so good. They know what they're doing. So if you go somewhere like, you know, Commerce City, Colorado, and they're like, hey, we got crocodile. You're like, oh, maybe I'll pass. Unless the guy has a Cajun accent. And he's like, oh, yeah, yeah, man, I got some good crocodile. I don't know how to do a Cajun accent. Clearly, I don't. Like, what the hell? Crocodile. That's a horrible accent. Anyway, good for those folks out in Australia. Defend the kids. Send a message to all those other crocodiles. Sit there on the, you know, on the dock or something like that, eating the crocodile meat, and then pointing at the other crocs that are, you know, swimming through. Just be like, keep on going, motherfucker. Keep on going. Because I'll eat your ass too. Not literally. I don't want to eat anybody's ass. But I will eat you. Okay? Nudists are worried as interest in naked public displays are starting to plummet. I think that kind of goes with part of it is we have a lot of insecurities as a whole. There's some people out there, you're in really good shape. You got very high body confidence. Then there's everybody else like me where it's just like, nah, I don't need to take my shirt off. Don't need to take my panties off either. I don't need to do it. You see all these people taking that new drug. If you've seen the South Park episode, is it Ozempic? Or I don't know how you pronounce the drug, where it's the weight loss drug, where it basically suppresses your appetite. It helps you lose weight very quickly. It's designed for people with diabetes, and then all these rich people are like, I need to lose weight. I need to have a beach bod.
So my doctor says, I don't think you really need these drugs, Mrs. Stotch. They're more for people with morbid obesity. I was like, I have to be in a bikini on Wednesday. You can morbid obesity my ass.
No, this is designed for people with diabetes, and you're basically taking the medicine away from them. And then all the people with diabetes are just sitting there like, but I have...
Type 2 adult onset diabetes?
Yes, Mac, you do. It's so jacked up that people are doing that. But it kind of, the nudist issue is mixed with that issue. I think there's a lot of people that just, they want to lose weight. They want to have that quote unquote perfect body. I know that we're trying to have more of a body positive, you know, campaign out there with whether it's Victoria's Secret, who's now switching back to the thinner models because it backfired on them with their sales plummeting. Because people just, it didn't work. I know we're trying to be more body positive. Lizzo is a great example of that. Who got made fun of like crazy in the South Park episode, and it was hilarious. Okay. Listen, I'm not for fat shaming people. I'm not. I don't think that's a right thing to do. I'm not. But I'm also somebody that is just like, we all should be eating healthier. We should. And I'm just as guilty as anybody, right? I can sit there. If something's delicious, I'll sit there and just devour it. Thankfully, I have my wife who's just sitting there and constantly judging me. Constantly. Do you think you need to eat that? No. You just ate a whole pie. I know, but it was delicious. Leave me alone. As it's like dripping down my face. I get it. We're so desperate to be thin and be super healthy that we're taking these injections and not really thinking about what are the consequences for it. Right? It's not a good thing that you're essentially starving your body so you can trim down. And then what happens when you can't afford this medicine anymore is you're going to bloom back up if you're continuing with the eating habits. It's all about eating properly and working out. again, I'm just as guilty as anybody for not eating properly and not working out. Thankfully, I have my kids too that, you know, keep me active, although my body is just not able to keep. I have a jacked up knee. I've been dealing with it for over a year, but I'm like, I don't want to go into the doctor because they're going to go, well, you need to slice and dice you. You got insurance, right? I'm like, oh, yeah. But ultimately, in defense of nudists, they don't care. I think the hardcore ones don't care what you look like. It's about being free of clothing and restrictions. I get that. That's fine. That's not my cup of tea. But I think the up-and-coming people that are potentially wanting to, that might have interest in being a nudist, they just don't have good enough body positivity, which kind of goes against what nudism is. It's just, it doesn't matter what your body looks like. And with how fast food and everything is just outrageous, and it's so easy to overeat and eat bad foods, that, you know, we all tend to have a belly. We all tend to just have love handles, and we're not, you know, when we look at ourselves in the mirror, we don't see exactly what we want. And that's why you see this craze with that medicine, and some people are mixing their own medicines, and some people are buying like a cheaper version or a knockoff brand of these medicines that are going to help you lose weight. What's going to happen is there, because it's still somewhat new, is you're going to find out, okay, if you've been taking this weight loss medicine and you didn't have diabetes, guess what now? Your testicles are going to fall off. Something's crazy like that, okay? I'm not a doctor. I'm not a scientist. I'm just throwing something out there. We just need to be crazy. Stop being so crazy with this stuff. If ultimately, at the end of the day, we just need to try to eat better and try is a key word. Try to eat better. Support others that want to do better and eat better and be healthier. And, you know, try to exercise more. My problem is every time I go to try to exercise, for the first time in a long time, I try, my brain is just like, go 110%. Then I burn myself out very quickly. Then I'm like, nah, not going to work. And it's interesting that I bring this up and I talk about how nudists and stuff are worried about the plummeting numbers, and how we have a weight loss problem where people just want to take the shortcut in things, because ultimately it comes down to nutrition and establishing proper goals for yourself. And it's a great transition into NutriFit by Natalie. They're off 120th and Pecos. Natalie and I started interacting because of a friend on Facebook, and then, you know, I went in there, and it's such a positive environment, and it's really cool because Natalie herself, the owner of the gym, she has degrees in nutrition. I don't know what they are officially. She has like a bachelor's degree in something smart because she's a smart person, but she can sit there and break down exactly what your pathway needs to be in order to find your goals, to find that success that's right for you. And that's really cool. And it starts with nutrition, and it also goes into some physical activity. And like I said, as soon as you walk in the door, you're going to feel that positivity, because it is just so nice. And you don't have that, you know, gym intimidation that's going to really just screw you up and derail you from your fitness goals. They're going to help you set realistic health and fitness goals and get you results. Their trainers give you the tools and support you need to reach those goals. But here's the thing, the way I look at it, imagine feeling better, moving better. That's my big thing, and living better. So you can start fueling your workouts properly, NutriFit by Natalie is going to set you up with a meal plan that you're actually going to want to stick with. Because if you ever tried to, I got my meal plan, or I'm going to eat better and I'm going to work out. And then you just like, I don't want to eat this. She's going to help you get something set up that's going to be right for you. And it's going to encourage you to continue moving forward. And what's great, the staff at NutriFit by Natalie is right there to guide you, encourage you, and hold you accountable. They provide a safe, all-inclusive space that encourages confidence and community. And this is the cool thing I like. And I think if you are part of a company, doesn't matter what size it is, you need to listen up, because this is a big deal. Because if you got healthy employees, you got happy employees, and let's be honest, you got more productive employees. In addition to on-site fitness, NutriFit by Natalie, they've been partnering with over a dozen businesses over the last decade to provide off-site training for corporate wellness and a variety of nonprofits. And it's really cool, because you can either set up where staff members from your company either meet up at her gym, or maybe she could even figure something out where she goes to you guys. And it's just designate some time and be like, okay, how can we work on getting ourselves better? And it's a really neat thing that she does, and she loves doing it. So your search for all-inclusive fitness, all-inclusive fitness studio ends today. Go to NutriFitByNatalie.com or swing by NutriFit by Natalie. They're located at 12005 North Pecos Street in Westminster. Schedule a consultation. Get some goals. Before you know it, you're going to start seeing results. It's time to meet the new you with NutriFit by Natalie. Again, go to NutriFitByNatalie.com. Now I feel all pumped up and ready to go. Hey, speaking of having a sexy body, Will Ferrell says he wants to be people's next sexiest man alive. I think that would be hilarious. And I say hilarious because he's a comedian and I think he's great and he would have a ton of fun with that. But I'm also tired of it being people like Brad Pitt and whatever. I think a lot of people out there, whether you're into women or whether you're into men, a good sense of humor is so important and is very sexy. Meow. And I think if a comedian won it, who doesn't have a traditional body and a traditional look, I think that would be a good thing. Now, that being said, I don't want it to be like, well, from now on, it needs to be somebody that looks like they got beaten with the ugly stick. No. I think sexy is more than just a physical appearance. You know, like, geez, like, here's the thing, little peek into my little brain, my little pea-sized brain. Things that I find sexy about women, obviously their body. I'm a big butt. Big leg, big booby type of guy. Okay. They don't have to be big. I'm just saying I like those things. Okay. I'm just being honest with you. God. But I love one of the sexiest things about a woman is their mind. And I'm not trying to be PC and be like, oh, whatever. Like, you got to have a good personality. And you got to be smart, as in, you know, you can hold your own, and somebody that is just good to be around, just a good person. I think that's sexy as heck. I know that, like, the people's sexiest man alive thing, do they do that for women, or is it just a dude thing? Because somebody probably get offended if it was sexiest woman alive edition would probably be a bad thing. Nowadays, don't you think? Somebody get offended by it. So they can still do it to dudes, because we're like, yeah, whatever. Have Will Ferrell with it. It'd be hilarious. Those are my things. Like, I remember, like, when I was managing restaurants, and, like, you could have
like an attractive person either work for you or they come in, but then as soon as they open their mouth and you can tell they're just like a bitch or whatever, you're like, nah, no, you immediately lose it. Don't care, supermodel. Leave me alone. Because that happened all the time. I don't know how many times I told supermodels, like, no, leave me alone. I don't like your attitude. Go away. I don't know. I think that would be, I'm fine. I'm fine if Will Ferrell won People's Sexiest Man Alive. But I'm sure some people would be pissed. They'd be like, oh, you're ruining the credibility of this award. There's no credibility. It's just a bunch of people going, how can we get more people to buy a magazine that nobody really needs to buy a magazine anymore? How do we do it? Or how do we get clicks to our website? By going against the grain and doing something shocking. This is going to get people to click on it. They're going to have funny photos of Will Ferrell spread out on like a bearskin rug with his hairy, out-of-shape body sprawled across. That's going to get them clicks, right? I'm not wrong. It would make sense financially for People Magazine to do this. He's not like a, if you look at him physically, he's not a hideous individual. He's not. He's not Steve Buscemi. Sorry, Steve Buscemi. Love you. Just a little hard on the eyes. That being said, Steve Buscemi, one of the greatest actors of all time. Great actor. Speaking of actors, Theo James, if you've ever seen, what are those movies? I didn't realize this was his name. I've seen him in a lot of movies and TV shows. Theo James was, I can't even remember. It'll come to me while I play this audio. He shares a story of his dating life back when he was at university. And it didn't go the direction I thought it would go.
University, I went on a date that I thought went pretty well. We had some fun and we were young and
sex
dumb and full of fun. And
Wiener vagina
in the morning, she had left and there was a present for me in the bath and it was a small turd.
What does that? Clearly he didn't have enough fun with her because she's like, man, I was not happy with that. So I'm just going to poop in his bathtub. Oh, I don't get that. I don't get that at all. Wouldn't that make you think, be like, man, maybe I need to work on my game a little bit. I thought we had a good time. I thought she had a great time. But no, apparently the end results of my lovemaking are she needs to poop in the tub now. And it was like a small turd. So it wasn't like she had explosive diarrhea or anything like that. She's just like, here's what I think about your foreplay. Dropped a deuce in there. That's disgusting. What's even worse is he had to clean it up. He's like, what is my life coming to? I want to say it's not Inception that he was in. Oh God. It was like a 3-part movie and I can't remember. I just watched it the other day because it's a decent set of movies. But anyway, I've never heard of that, of somebody wanting to go, you know, seek revenge on somebody for something they've done. So I'm going to poop in their bathtub. I didn't climax the way I should have. I didn't climax at all. So I'm going to poop in his tub. Has that ever happened to you? Please let me know. If you've pooped in somebody's tub or they've pooped in your tub or somewhere in your house, or in your car, please let me know. DeHuffPodcast@gmail.com. I have to know this. The public needs to know who pooped in your tub. Gross. Maybe that motivated him to be better at life. Because then he became a successful actor. Let's see. Oh, I got to do this. Wait, did I put it on my screen? Oh, hold on.
I did not. I got to download this audio real quick because, oh, did I? Hold on. This is great stuff if I can find it. I am so bad at, like, not downloading things I'm supposed to download. Hold on, please. Your time is important. Please hold. Awkward. I don't know what this is from, but it's hilarious. And it's been popping up on my timeline a lot. I'm going to play this for you. And it was on some news station. It looks like it's somewhat recent. Here we go.
Hello, Allison.
It's been a while.
It has been a while, indeed.
I feel like we should address what's happened in the months since we've seen you, since some of our viewers may not know what has happened. So I guess I'll recap. I'll do the honors.
Okay.
Help yourself.
Okay. In October, you were on a Zoom call with your colleagues from the New Yorker magazine. Everyone took a break for several minutes, during which time you were caught masturbating on camera.
Sorry.
You were subsequently fired from that job after 27 years of working there. And you since then have been on leave from CNN. Do I have all that right?
You got it all right. Sad to say.
Okay.
What the fuck? Oh, my God. They put it out there. Did she say CNN? I don't know what that's from. I don't know what that's from. And if you know what that's from, please let me know. How awkward. What's funny is that guy could be a news broadcaster here in Denver, Colorado, and I'd watch him and I would have no idea. I'd be like, that guy's good. Don't know what it is. Can't put my finger on it, but he seems good. Has his head on straight. And then come to find out, he likes to crank out in front of Zoom calls. And again, it goes back to, why do we have such stupidity when it comes to Zoom calls? How are we that oblivious? It's a camera. Go somewhere else. Walk out of the room. Go somewhere else and diddle yourself. That's bizarre to me. So bizarre. My God. Why? And then she just goes, he's like, go, have at it. Talk about it. You got caught wanking it in front of the camera. Then you were fired after 27 years. How'd you lose your job, Grandpa? Well, I was really horny. You know how I get. Well, that sounds gross. You know how I get, kids. That's so wrong. What the fuck? Anyway, he's just like, yeah, I started cranking one out on a Zoom call. They got all offended. What the heck? Oh, can't touch yourself in public anymore? No, you can't, Grandpa. Stop. That's upsetting. That's so upsetting. And then she's just like, welcome back. Would you have somebody back on your staff that got fired for cranking one out because they're that dumb? Right? You know what I'm saying? They're that dumb that they start masturbating in front of a camera that's connected to other staff members. Would you want that on your staff? Again? You fired them. They should be smarter than that. And then you're like, you know what? Let's bring them back. How desperate are you for good people? Guys, you all suck so bad, we had to bring back the masturbator. Oh, dang. Okay, we might want to step it up, guys. They brought him back. Why'd they bring him back? Because we all are terrible at our jobs. And they're like, this guy got caught masturbating in front of all of us, but we suck so bad that, like, we got to bring him back. My goodness. Jeez. That's so wrong. If you know what that's from or who that guy is, let me know. Oh, so gross. So gross. Anywho. Hey, real quick, High Society Cannabis Dispo and Lounge. They're going to love the fact that I go in from a, a,
a broadcaster talking about getting caught masturbating to them. But High Society Cannabis Dispo and Lounge is the first and only licensed cannabis bar in the state of Colorado. It works like an alcohol bar, but it's for cannabis. So you got to swing by High Society and buy some product on site. You can purchase up to an ounce of flower, 8 grams of concentrate. They also have pre-rolls, edibles, and they provide everything you need to consume everything with. High Society has 7 big screen TVs. Maybe you want to watch a sporting event. Maybe you want to host a watch party. Either way, they got you covered. You can also just hang out in there. They got Nintendo Switches available to rent, tons of free board games, playing cards, coloring books, dominoes, and they even got a quarter arcade with pinball machines, vintage Street Fighter, Mortal Kombat, and more. It's so cool. High Society has tons of events like comedy shows on the first and third Friday of every month, live music, open mic nights, drag bingo, craft nights, puff and paints, game nights, and twice a week, Texas Hold'em games. And they got plenty more where that came from. It's a great place to go hang out. They're open daily from noon to 10. Happy hour runs from noon to 4:20, Monday through Friday. And check this out. Tuesdays is industry day. Go in there with a badge and get 15% off all day. Thursdays is ladies' day, and ladies get 20% off all day. So cool. High Society Cannabis Dispo and Lounge. It's only like 9 minutes from Coors Field. Open noon to 10. Got to be at least 21 or older to consume. No outside product. Just buy it there. High Society is at 7667 Washington Street. Just GPS to High Society. Thank you guys so much for joining the show. Really appreciate it. I'm off to the pool. I got to go drop the kids off at the pool. That's not a, you know, code word for pooping in somebody's bathtub. It's not. It's not. I know you want it to be that, but it's not negative. But thank you guys so much for listening. Have an amazing day. Hopefully you laughed a little bit at this episode, especially if you're having a rough day. So also a big thanks to NutriFit by Natalie. You got to go check out her website. At the very least, just go click on her website, NutriFit by Natalie. So N-U-T-R-I, Fit by Natalie, all one word. And then check out her website and then go from there, okay? High Society Cannabis Dispo and Lounge, thank you guys so much, as well as Bet Online. Go to betonline.ag. It's the Huff Uncensored. You guys have an amazing day. Let's continue to move forward. I'll talk to you next time.